Jennifer Diaz goes by many names. Jenny, Coach Jen Jen, Jenny After Five. But to her students, she's
B-Girl Awoke, A-W-O-K-E.
At least that's what she's trying to go by. The kids are still getting used to it. She teaches a dance class called Catalina Breakers. In the world of breaking, also known as break dancing, everyone has a B-boy or B-girl name. It's the name you compete under.
B-boy Hot Sauce.
What's your normal name?
Paul Sanchez.
How'd you choose Hot Sauce?
Well, I like hot sauce, like spicy stuff.
And what's your name?
B-Girl Dulce.
B-Girl Awoke is on a quest. She wants to bring hip-hop to Catalina Island. She's doing it every way she knows how. One of the ways is this breaking class. You can usually find a handful of young dancers performing near the Avalon Pier on Sundays.
Stand up and be ready.
Today's practice is outside Avalon City Hall. There's just two kids. They're 6 and 9 years old. And their parents are here too. B-Girl Awoke lines up with the pair for their choreographed routine. The hip-hop music starts. The beat moves their bodies and they start stepping. Soon, they're on the ground. They balance on their toes and hands. It's like gymnastics and jiu-jitsu to a beat. B-Girl Awoke leads them through the moves. The kids do their best to imitate.
Let's all sing the song called the White Bell.
Some might call it breakdancing, but the correct term is breaking.
It's hard because so many people, they don't even know what I'm talking about unless I say breakdance. If I say breaking, they're like, what, Breaking Bad? It's like, no.
Practice always ends the same way. The music comes back on, they get into a circle and start a soul clap.
Let's do it together.
One by one, each kid goes to the middle. And basically, they bring it. They bust out any move they can think of. The point is to figure out their own style. What makes them B-Girl Dulce or B-Boy Hot Sauce? They have to swallow their shyness. They have to get out on that dance floor and let it all hang out.
We're all clapping and cheering for each other, letting each other like, yeah, that's it, like you hit it, and oh, nice move, you know, showing support.
One, two, three.
Catalina Breakers!
This is B-Girl Awoke, busting freestyles. This is Break at 7. Hope you got your sneakers on. Hope you got the floor cleared. Got some good music coming. I got the next track.
The second part of B-Girl Awoke's mission to bring hip-hop to the island, she plays dance music and raps on the radio. She DJs a hip-hop show on Monday nights on KISL.
Let's get back to the music. Break at 7.
She grew up in hip-hop culture, breaking, rapping, and drawing graffiti. But on Catalina Island, hip-hop is hard to find, even among the youth. That's why when Jenny moved to Avalon 8 months ago, she saw a need. And she saw her chance to find what she was looking for. You know, that feeling that you're exactly where you're supposed to be? She felt like her whole life had been leading to this, bringing hip-hop to Avalon. Let's go back to when Jenny Diaz becomes B-Girl Awoke. Everything changes for Jenny when she turns 17. She's a student at Colorado Mesa University. She sees a breaking competition for the first time, the dancers twirling on their hands and threading their limbs. She knows she has to do it too. She throws herself into learning. Within a few weeks, she joins a competition.
When all the other girls were doing footwork and hitting baby freezes, I was doing footwork, hitting baby freezes, and I had backbend hollow back.
She gets second place. She's addicted.
That became my identity. Even my mom started calling me by Awoke. Nobody knew me any other way.
Soon after, she opens a dance studio. She starts teaching breaking to kids in Grand Junction, Colorado. She continues to compete and makes a name for herself. Then comes a job offer and a chance to get out of horse country. B-Girl Awoke gets hired to promote BlackBerry phones. Her job? Dance with other breakers. The catch is, she has to dress up like a cell phone.
It was an excuse to travel and not be held in this little town. I gotta dress up like a cell phone to travel the world, so be it.
At the same time, B-Girl Awoke is writing rhymes, rapping, and recording with DJs. While on tour with the cell phones, she meets a rap producer in San Francisco. She quits her job and moves to San Francisco to pursue a rap career. She moves into a house in the Sunset District with 6 B-boys. On the surface, it seems like she's taking her rap and B-girl career to the next level. But deep down, something feels off.
Is this a smart choice? Do I want to be living with six men who can't pick up after themselves, who steal my last little bit of half sandwich in the fridge?
B-Girl Awoke takes a break from hip-hop. She becomes Jenny Diaz again. She finds work caring for sick people in their homes. And then, after 5 years, she goes back to it and hits the pinnacle of her rap career. She records a track with a DJ she admires. But still, something is missing. A coming together of Jenny Diaz and B-Girl Awoke. 8 months ago, Jenny moves to Avalon to get some space and think. Soon after, Avalon locals find out that Jenny Diaz is B-Girl Awoke, a talented breaker and MC. They ask her to teach their kids. She seizes the opportunity. She starts a dance class.
Now I'm sort of in this weird, you know, sort of like middle point where it's like half people call me Awoke and half Jenny. Right now I'm doing my victory dance because I had that hard time in life like that we always have, and I made it out, trudged the wilderness. I found a community where I can, you know, I get to dance, I get to work with kids. It's where I probably should have been developing my whole life.
I ask her what song she'd want me to play for the soundtrack of this piece. She chooses Day of the So-Called Glory by Grammatic.
Because it's that kind of track that just makes you want to do something epic. It really makes you want to break down on the floor and just let it all out right there. You know, that's the whole point.
From Catalina Island, this is Kara Myberg-Guzman reporting for KISL and the Transom Traveling Workshop.